This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The 23rd of July. Seeing those pictures of Alex Trebek, looking pretty good, pretty smart, pretty buttoned up, as they say. He has. I think he stopped that treatment. Did we talk about that yesterday? Has he pretty much stopped the treatment and
no, figures?
He's still doing the treatment.
Oh, he is. Okay. All right. So
I think the headline was that he wouldn't take any additional treatments or something if the cancer were to get worse.
Okay. So that's good. A lot of people are following him. Some other good news, Jennifer and Victoria, on the DJV program is a focus on our economy. And one of the, if not the best, I think it is probably the best measure of where we are and how we're doing in terms of the economy, the sale of your home or your neighbor's home or homes in your community, a record jump in June, which is the last month that there is there's measurement. 3 months before that, things were going down, down, down. But according to the data that was released yesterday by the National Association of Realtors, sales of single-family homes and townhomes and condos and co-ops and stuff like that went up 21% in June compared to the experience in May. So, in your neighborhood, Jennifer, how does that reflect? I tease you about your neighborhood, but, you know, in Los Angeles, maybe in general, it maybe is one of the least desirable. I was talking to my friend, the real estate guy, yesterday in L.A., and he said that prices are off 4 or 5%. Demand seems to be there, at least now. He thinks it'll get pretty soft in September or in the fall. What's your experience? What do you think about?
According to an article that came out yesterday, the prices for real estate staying strong in California and the housing market still looks really, really good. So, I think not only did you see 20% up in June across the country, but I think it was like 7% I think I might have seen locally. So I don't know. It's really expensive to buy a home in Los Angeles. I don't know how many people want. I don't know how people keep wanting to do this. Yeah. So, I mean, I get like I just shake my head because one of my co-hosts is from Maryland, and he'll send me a house outside of Baltimore that is gorgeous and historic and gigantic and six bedrooms and 4,000 square feet with the beautiful lot, and it's like $700,000. And in Los Angeles, $700,000 can barely get you a two bedroom house. So I don't know how much higher it can go, especially with all the craziness that surrounds with the politics in California. But for now, I don't see it dropping in a huge way, at least.
No. And in, on the other side, well, stuff, any beach community seems to be immune to declines. That seems to be the whether you're renting a house, whether you're buying a house or a condo. So where you are, Victoria, on the beach in New Jersey, what does it look like there reflecting on whatever measures there are of real estate values in New Jersey?
Well, like you said, we're in a beach community. We're right on the shore. We're kind of a double whammy because we're also right on the New Jersey Transit line. Mm-hmm. So anywhere along that North Jersey coastline from New Jersey Transit that goes from Penn Station in New York down to the shore, every single town where that hits is where people commute. And so all of those properties are always more expensive. So then you add that with the beach, and it's like the prices are crazy. All along the beachfront where we are in Long Branch, New Jersey, There are all new condos going up. It looks like Miami Beach. Like, literally, there's a new condo that's being built. It's called South Beach at Long Branch, which is the dumbest name ever. But it's this beautiful new building, and you think that you're in Miami. And all of the condos, the one bedrooms, which have no view at all, start at $600,000 for a one bedroom. So it's almost like New York pricing, and they go up to $3 million for a couple bedrooms in the condos.
And who's got that money? Who's buying?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because I don't. What I'm always wondering. Do people need a second home that's a $2.5 million condo or an apartment?
Not so much.
Like, if I have $2.5 million,
where's the money coming from?
Well, yeah. Well, if I have $2.5 million for a second home, I'm not buying an apartment. Like, I'm going to buy a house somewhere. But you know, I guess if you want direct waterfront for $2.5 million, I guess people think that that's worth it.
But it's not even in a self-standing building, if I'm hearing you correctly.
No, it's in an apartment building.
Wow.
It's literally just like Miami Beach, all along the shore here now.
What are the taxes like when in Los Angeles? I can speak from personal experience. There are astronomically...
Property taxes in New Jersey are the highest. New York and New Jersey are the highest in the... I think New Jersey actually is the highest in the country.
So why do you think people put up, again, both coasts that we're talking about here, and real estate, I'm just looking at my real estate bill myself for the community I live in. How is it that people think these charges are justified? And if they don't think they're justified, what do they do about it? What do you do?
People obviously do think it's justified because these units are selling. These are
brand
new construction.
Taxes, when you're paying that kind of money, I don't know what your real estate taxes, what they reflect percentage-wise.
I don't think people know any better. The sad thing is that we get upset. Maybe we pay our property tax bill once or twice a year, or even worse, it just gets sandwiched into our mortgage in a lot of cases. A lot of people just do that. They don't think about it. Our paychecks, we don't even see the amount that we would have normally made without payroll taxes. We just see the end result, so we get used to that, so we don't question it. So I think for a lot of people, maybe they just don't realize how much they're being taxed.
You've just laid the golden egg. I think one of the reasons politicians don't want, the ones who don't want that payroll protection thing to be part of the new
COVID. They don't want you to know how much
They don't want you to know how much you're paying in taxes.
Right. Well,
I
heard the property
exactly.
taxes in California are actually very low.
No.
Not depending on where you live, think is, well, we used to have...
So,
in New Jersey, where we are, the town I grew up in, there's no high school, so the kids get, but, you know, if you go to public school, you're sharing it with another town. So the taxes are actually lower, but the average taxes in the town I grew up in are $25,000 to $40,000 a year. So
the reason taxes are $40,000.
$25,000 to $40,000 a year. I mean, the homes are multi-million dollar homes, so but there's no high school, so
it's actually considered cheap.
Well,
see, it's based on, for us, it doesn't matter if there's a school or if there's not. I mean, the property taxes are the property taxes, and it's based on the value of the home. And so what saved California for a long time was Prop 13 protection, which was passed back in the 70s.
Yes.
And it's something that the California government wants to take away because anybody who purchased their home in that certain window is still paying low property taxes.
Then that's exactly
everybody
who
now.
I know then. Yeah, our family friends who have had their houses forever, they have benefited from that. Yeah.
And the great thing is that they're trying to take it away again every time. I mean, like every 5 years, the crazy, crazy far leftists in the state want to take it away. And that's exactly what they're doing now. They're spending a lot of money to put it on the ballot, and they're saying, oh, well, this is just a fair way to reassess your money. It's like, no.
All right, here's the comparison. This is the compelling comparison, and one of the two reasons that I sold the last house. I've owned four houses in Santa Monica and Venice since the early 2000s. And the reason I sold the last one, in part, it was a 2,400 square foot lot with a 1,600 square foot home on it. And the taxes for that piece of property were larger, greater than the 114 acre farm that I have in Framingham. That's how ridiculous. I was paying $6,000, I think, every 6 months for that postage stamp home versus like half that.
Was it a $1.2 million property then?
That place, well, more actually, when it got sold It was, I think,
so
one.
So you got a deal, because it's always about, but just, it's always but, about 10%.
But
I know, it's ridiculous.
I don't even, so but how much nuts. Property was that on? What did you say it was?
2,800 square feet was the land imprint, and the house itself
see,
was 1,600.
I know the lot that I grew up on was 60 by 100. So I don't know what that is.
6,000.
Well, your condo, think of, yeah, so think about what your condo, your condo is probably what? Are you like at 1,000 square feet in your condo?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the, just okay. under that, yeah.
So if you're at 1,000 square feet, basically his lot was two of your condos. That's it. It was a small.
Okay.
Small
yeah, that's not big. Okay.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's cozy for a house, for one. You know,
yeah, it is kind of cozy. Speaking of cozy, there is another development, another bug. Brace for another bug. We'll talk about that in a moment here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 16 after the hour. You want that bright white smile? You want your teeth to look fabuloso? But you're drinking coffee still and tea and red wine, eating blueberries and who knows what else you're doing to yellow up your teeth. So let's get you into a good place. A lot of tooth whitening products on the market today. Lots of ads on TV. You see this toothpaste and that kit and this messy strip thing. You don't want that because it doesn't work, number one. Bad for your teeth. Once you, those products all eat away at the enamel to get rid of the stains. The only one that doesn't do that, that's on the market today, the all-natural patented tooth detergent or whitening agent known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs to the rescue to lighten up the stains. 5 minutes is all it takes. You snap, you swab, you smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee and tea and maybe even smoking stains start to disappear. Power Swabs will remove the stains on all of your teeth, no matter what you have. You got some caps, veneers, got some falsies. Try Power Swabs at powerswabs.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV10, as a matter of fact, because that will get you another $10 off. They're already 40% offer from the suggested retail price of $99. So it's a great deal, and it's guaranteed to work. Try their 7-day intensive teeth whitening kit. And, by the way, you'll get a free stain-out quick stick. Victoria likes that. Free shipping with the DJV10 code, an extra $10 off. Get with the program. Get with Power Swabs and have the whitest, brightest, safest teeth in town.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, first, we had COVID. Now we have mosquitoes, the bug-borne ills of Eastern equine encephalitis. 5-year-old girl died of this week in my neck of the woods. The virus that comes from this is something that has been treated, but what this stuff does, it blows up your brain, basically. You get a mosquito, and that's why around where I am, and a lot of the coastal communities are doing this as well, there are trucks out all over the place spraying to get rid of the mosquitoes, and some people say, oh my God, look at that stuff you're using to spray, it'll kill all the birds. Well, people are scared enough, this may be an opportunity for people who are trying to weaken some of the environmental rules, to go out there and say, we're going to save you. Well, if the birds die, it's too bad, but we still want to save. You're more important. And EEE is all caused by mosquitoes. Got any mosquito problems now where you are, Victoria?
Oh, always. We always have mosquitoes here.
Do you have any EEE this year?
I don't know.
Eastern Equine.
Do you have an EIO?
Oh, I don't know.
Sure, thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Great old American songs. That lucky old son, a son being sung here by Matt Rawlings. He may not be a household name. I don't know who he is. I didn't know who he was. But in music circles, he's royalty. Great piano player, Grammy-winning producer. Releases his new album, Matt Rawlings Mosaic, coming up next month. Recruiting, actually, an all-star cast from Vince Gill to Alison Krauss, recording some original songs and standards also, like this song. You gotta accentuate the positive. Let's see what that sounds like. Yeah, let's hear what it sounds like, Phil.
Man, they said we better accept, do it positive.
You just heard, as we were sort of fading out, that lucky old son, Willie Nelson, came in. He's one of the people, one of the A-listers that's on the classics in this album. Lyle Lovett also there, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Lucky old son, one of the many favorites. Louis Armstrong's version is one of the songs that he's always loved, said Rawlings. When the opportunity arose to have these icons, Willie Nelson, Lyle Lovett, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, perform on this particular song with me, it just alchemized into this kind of loose and funky rendition. You can imagine just having fun, and it gets recorded, and bingo. People enjoy that sort of thing. It's like seeing outtakes from a movie. People love to see that sort of thing. Other guests on the album include The War and Treaty, Blind Boys of Alabama, Lucas Nelson, and Molly Tuttle. In addition to that, Lucky Old Son, Jack Elliott appears on If I Had a Boat, which is a cover of Lyle Lovett's signature ballad. So, interesting to see how people can put different interpretations, ladies, right?
I love the Lucky Old Son with, I think, Willie. Willie starts the song. He sounds great, and I think Lyle Lovett sounds good on it. It's kind of one of those songs. I'm not that familiar with it, but I love their version.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV group Endeavor. The Allman Betts Band now in our focus. The jam rock group of Devin Allman, Wayne Betts. Tap into the desolation of the Old West with their new song, Pale Horse Rider, which is what we're listening to here. The song is the latest release off their group's upcoming second album, Bless Your Heart. Pale Horse Rider was really fun to write, says Devin, the son of Greg Allman. Probably figured that out, right? Dwayne had this almost vertigo-inducing descending melodic pattern. Imagine that, huh? Could you visualize something referred to as a vertigo-inducing descending melodic pattern?
He's kind of right, though. When you listen to the way the guitar sounds, it does have that sound to it. It's a little bit psychedelic.
Now listen, crank it up there, Phil. Dwayne said, once I started a lyric about a man feeling so lost and isolated with the world out to get him, the story just kind of wrote itself. The Wild West seemed the perfect place to set the tale. Pale Horse Rider is the first track off Bless Your Heart. Dwayne Betts, Sticky Betts' son, calls it a beautiful entanglement of guitars. What great phraseology here these guys are coming up with. He describes it as a new texture of our band that we get to showcase on this record. Bless Your Heart arrives on the 28th of next month, follow-up to last year's Down to the River. Along with Allman and Betts, the band includes other, let's see here, who's on it? The progeny of the Allman Brothers founder, Barry Dwayne Oakley, son of bassist Barry Oakley. The Allman Betts band released the single Magnolia Road last month. We talked about that, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So good. That's an interesting sort of, again, phraseology, musicology, guitarology, all of those things together. There's still a lot of talent out there, maybe a lot of talent being developed. It seems sometimes you watch some of these shows on TV that we run out of talent, but maybe the good thing is it's showing up in other places. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says the explosion in violence leaves him no choice but to send in federal officers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for Chicagoans.
And I'm calling on all Chicagoans that if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it. Call 911. Call 311. We are going to remain diligent, and if we see any steps out of line, particularly with DHS or Border Patrol. We are not going to hesitate to take the president to court and stop any unconstitutional actions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On Tuesday, former Vice President and 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden unveiled parts of his economic plan. Former economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News Biden's plan is going to raise your taxes.
American corporations and every shareholder in America with the biggest increase in the capital gains tax we've seen in the history of the country. There's also a new, people don't realize this is a 40% increase in the death tax. So after all these taxes, then you have to pay an additional 40% tax when you die. Look, we built a great economy before coronavirus. We had almost 1.5 million new manufacturing, construction, and mining jobs. Obviously, the economy got slammed by coronavirus. And the real question the American people are going to ask is, who do you trust to rebuild this economy as we move forward? Do you believe Biden, who wants to tax and spend, or a guy who's been in business and has shown he can build the economy once and he can do it again?
On the vaccine front, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar shares some rather encouraging news.
We just signed a contract with global pharmaceutical leader Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of vaccine starting in December of this year, with an option to buy another 500 million doses.
Azar speaking there on Fox News, that deal part of the new Operation Warp Speed vaccine program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Sipping from the tea of life. That's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Celebrating Thursday, the 23rd of July. And I'll tell you in a few moments what we have to celebrate. Very exciting. Something all of us can do and be excited about. But in the meantime, the excitement is all around Kanye West. Will he or won't he? Should he or shouldn't he? Can he or can't he? What's the latest, ladies, on Kanye West, the father of Northwest and Southwest and who knows who else? Is he? Did he have children?
Saul, Chicago, and Saint.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Saint West.
That's, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, ah. All right. So yeah. Where is the... Well, we've been yakking about this all week, and I think there's a certain amount of sympathy, perhaps, that might be directed toward him. Not much, though, maybe, because I think even if you are on to the trip that he's on and you have, you know, bilateralism or bipolarism or whatever, it's still something to not to make fun of, but yet it's hard not to because of his antics, right? I mean, isn't that kind of...
No, I think that's kind of the point. That's what Halsey was saying. She's bipolar. Kanye's bipolar. And she said, this is, you know, not a time for jokes. And she said, no matter what the person is saying, and if you, however you feel about Kanye, she didn't mention Kanye's name specifically, but we know that's who she's talking about. And so she said, you know, it's people talk about everyone needs to have more, we need to be more open to discussing mental illness, and we need to be more aware of mental health. But at the same time, we don't really extend that to an individual like Amanda Bynes or Britney Spears or Kanye, you know, or Halsey when they're having episodes. And I think Halsey's right about that. We all talk and we kind of, you know, we take a lofty stance on it. Oh, yes, we really support mental health discussions. And then Kanye has a bipolar episode and the whole world makes fun of him for it. So I don't know. I don't find any of this funny.
Talking out of both sides of our mouths, it would seem.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what Halsey was calling people out on, and I agree with her. And, you know, we're all guilty of it, and and I think it's because Kanye, you know, has always been a sort of larger-than-life figure.
I think that's true with all celebrities, is they become cartoon characters rather than real people, and so we aren't to quarterback them. And in some ways, people have
remember when Britney shaved her head? I mean, she was in the depths of a bipolar episode.
Well, Sinead O'Connor did the same thing, and then tore up the picture
got
of the Pope.
Way more going on than just bipolarism. She's got a lot of stuff going on. But again, that's another example. Everyone, oh, she's crazy. She's just crazy. Well, no, she's actually suffering from mental health issues. But
yet they're good singers and entertainers, actors, whatever.
Of course. Sometimes they're geniuses, and it comes with it, that dark side.
What we've had to say about Joaquin Phoenix over the years. Oh, there's something wrong with him. Pretty good actor.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, Kanye has said that that's why he doesn't take the medicine that would treat bipolar, because he said that it stunts his creativity. So that's part of the problem of where we are now with what's going on with Kanye. If you haven't been following the story, then you haven't really seen any of the news, because it's everywhere. He is in Wyoming at his ranch. Kim and the kids are in Calabasas or Beverly Hills, wherever they live now. And so Kim actually for the first time put a statement out saying that, as many of you know, Kanye has bipolar disorder. Anyone who has this or has a loved one in their life who does knows how incredibly complicated and painful it is to understand. I've never spoken publicly about this, how it affects us at home, because I'm very protective of our children and Kanye's right to privacy. But today I feel like I should comment on it because the stigma and the misconceptions of mental health. And she said, those who understand mental health and illness or even compulsive behavior know that the family is powerless unless the member is a minor. People who are unaware or far removed from this experience can be judgmental and not understand that the individual themselves have to engage in the process of getting help, no matter how hard family or friends try. So basically, she's letting everybody know they're doing everything they can and no one can really get through to him. And so he's now talking about how he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years. And
really?
He's thrown out all kinds of crazy tweets and accusations of her cheating, which...
Why would she want to stay with him under the circumstances? Why would...
She loves her husband, and she's got 4 little kids with him. I don't know that it's... I don't have kids. If this was me, I don't know. It's very difficult to put yourself in her situation.
Somebody else's
because
shoes. Yeah.
You love your... You know, you love the person. You take a vow. It's supposed to be in sickness and in health. He's got some, you know, real mental health problems. I don't know. Do you know that's an interesting person?
But according to Us Weekly, she's already talking to her divorce lawyers because at the same time, she's got to think about her kids and the image that her family wants to keep up, too, I would imagine, is a part of this.
Well, I think she's also worried that she might lose custody of her kids.
To him?
You know, I think, California is a 50-50 state for custody. So, there's a lot. It's very complicated. And, you know, I think on the outside, it's easy for us to, like Jen said, armchair quarterback it. But, you know, I think there's a lot more going on here than what is known on TMZ.
It serves as a good example. Celebrities always serve as a good example or a reflective example of what's going on in life with many other people that wouldn't get any attention in the normal circumstances, because there are so many people that are going through all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like some of the individual experiences with the Wuhan virus, the things that are going on that people notice. I see this lady, Anna Camp, who is somebody that was in the movie
Pitch
Perfect.
She's in the Pitch Perfect movies, yeah.
Yeah, right. And she has opened up about her experience with Corona because she wants to encourage the people who follow her to wear a face mask. Apparently she came down with this. She posted on Instagram her story. She felt pretty ill after not wearing a face mask at a time when things were all getting open. So
I think she said there was only one time that she was out in public without a mask on, and that's
right.
How she got it.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, but the reason I brought her name up is because she got some attention for saying something that how many other people have been saying for months, wear the mask. But her experience sort of pretty provocative and pretty direct. So do you pay more attention to her because she is a movie person rather than listen to us or your neighbor
her.
Brother,
yeah, but I think it's just another example of if you know someone who had the virus, because a lot of people still don't know anyone in real life who's had it. So if those people are probably less likely to wear a mask or take it seriously. Like we've been touched by this virus on several levels. We've lost several people in our family to the virus, so we know in our extended family. So like it's very real to us. But in a lot of parts of the country, it doesn't feel that real. So if you're following a celebrity, especially she has a young following, and so if you're following her and then you realize that she had it, even though she was being responsible, then I think maybe it resonates a little more with her younger followers, and they're more likely to wear a mask now. That's just sort of how celebrity following works.
Yeah. There's a lady named Rebecca Jones that most people don't know about, yet she's somebody who, again, we go back to who pays attention to whom. She's a public health, she was a public health employee in the Florida Department of Health. She was managing the dashboard online for the coronavirus. She created it, and she used it as a platform to warn about the catastrophe that was going to happen because all the beaches were open. The whole business of what's going to happen if we do this or what will happen if we do that. She was demonized by the governor, then she was fired, and now people say, well, that's what she... But why'd she get fired? She told us what was going to happen, and that's what's happened. Because politicians don't want the negative. It's so superficial, but yet you can see it time after time. It isn't just in the case of this. It's in the case of pretty much this is an election year. And none of these jerks want to see any bad news. They want to hear anything bad. They just want it to look good for them so they can get reelected. That's what it all is. Now, your tax dollars are at stake. Sometimes in the case of the virus, your lives, your health, your business are all at stake. And so when somebody comes along and says something like that that nobody pays attention to, that you would normally pay a lot of attention to, you know, it's disturbing to see what motivates people. I guess maybe that's what I'm drilling at here, the whole business about who pays attention to what and to whom. And so the celebrity says it, and the person who's in charge of the division says that nobody pays attention to the person in charge. She said, more people are going to die. That was her post. And that was in April 26th, when she posted that. And then the day after that, she was fired. So, I suppose she would be a whistleblower, right? Would you consider her to be a whistleblower?
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of other things are showing up here about what's going on in the testing labs. The new mutation spreads faster and it seems to be easier. If you look at some of the info there. The new one is called D614G, forms more clusters quickly than the original virus mutated from Wuhan. So this is a challenge for the whole world, and I don't believe it's going to go away until, to a point, there'll be some of it get curbed by a vaccine, but I think there are a lot
more. Some virologists say this is going to be the new common cold. You know, the common cold is never going to go away. Mm-hmm. So this is just something forever.
I think I hear a lot of people say, well, we'll go back to normal when the vaccine comes out. Well,
yeah, why are people so hung up on a vaccine?
Because it makes psychologically, it makes them feel better.
But First of all, the vaccine, if you look at how the vaccine works with the flu shot, it doesn't work all that well. This virus mutates. We already know that. It already has. So are they going to be able to find a perfect vaccine for it? No. The one that actually gives me a little bit of hope is the one that just ups your immune system.
Yep.
That one, I think, is actually good for people across the board if that one pans out.
You take it for everything.
Yeah, we've got to figure out how to deal with this, and we have to figure out therapeutics. Therapeutics interest me way more than the vaccines and all of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I liken this to HIV. It should be the treatment. There's never been a vaccine for AIDS because the virus has mutated so many times. Every time they got close, it had already mutated again. And I think this virus is very similar. But the treatment of HIV, people are living with HIV, and they have been for 25 years, and it's almost indetectable in their blood. That's what we need to accomplish.
Yeah, this is going, I think you're right about it being around. It's one of those things. It's a new cold. And so that begs the question, how do we keep, we're running, public officials keep wanting to run away from it for whatever. We're going to close the businesses down. We're going to close the schools down. You know what? The people who are, unfortunately, there are going to be some innocent victims here, but the people who go out on the beach and run around or have parties at home or whatever it is that they're doing and they don't do the simple things like wear the mask. Are we going to wear masks forever? No. This stuff is it will become something that we have to deal with, and so then people will, I'm predicting in the future, and not too far down the road, was it worth it? We'll be asking the question, was all of this huzzarai around it worth it in terms of what toll it has taken on the economy, on business, on families, on, you know, that's the thing that I believe was the reason we played perfectly well right into the hands of the Chinese communists, the people who run China that want to disrupt the world so that they can come out the victors or controllers or whatever it is that they want to do. And so do we have something else around the corner that these guys are developing? By the way, the fallout? Jennifer, you were watching this, and I want to move on to something else quickly, but I'm just thinking about the closing down. I heard lots of conversation about the Houston, closing down of the Houston office of the Chinese Communist Party. That basically is what it was.
But now there's some new news, and this is actually what I was teasing you about at the beginning of the show, is that not only did the administration close down the Houston consulate, and literally they were burning documents in the courtyard, according to reports, but now the Chinese consulate in San Francisco is said to be harboring a biology researcher who denied connections to the Chinese military to obtain a visa and gain access to the country. This is according to documents that were just filed by the FBI, and it came as part of a document that cited a huge variety of other episodes in which Chinese nationals allegedly lied on their visa applications by hiding their military connections. The researcher is Tang Wan from the University of California, Davis, and started on her J-1 visa application that she had never served in the military, but open source investigation revealed photographs of her in uniform for the Chinese military, and now
they will stop at nothing.
Yeah. And think about what they're doing. These people are women. Remember the woman who snuck into Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
And pretended she didn't speak English. They're deploying Chinese women into this country, and you can't tell me that they're not doing it because people aren't scrutinizing them like they were Chinese men.
Insidious. All right, today we celebrate National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Maybe you call her Nana, maybe you call her Granny, maybe you call her whatever, but you know she'll be there for you at the drop of a hat. Whatever the case, today is Gorgeous Grandma Day. Not just grandma. We celebrate the gorgeous grandmas, the day to tell old granny just how stunning and beautiful she really is. Take some time today to reach out to your grandmother and send her some extra love. National Gorgeous Grandmother Day. And celebrated it here on the DJV program at 10 minutes for the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague and friend, Victoria Keelan. One of the reasons that she and I are friends is because she's sworn to save me for myself when it comes to the technology. All right, so the bad guys of the day today look like AT&T. They're learning from their bigger brothers how to screw their customers, right?
Yeah, so here's a warning. If you have AT&T as your cellular provider, you may have gotten an email that tells you that if you don't upgrade your phone immediately, that you're no longer going to have service. A lot of people took to the tech blogs yesterday thinking this was a scam. Unfortunately, it's not a scam. This is just the worst messaging that AT&T could ever have during a pandemic where 50 million people have filed for unemployment insurance. So AT&T is actually, they will send this email out, and a lot of people have gotten it, and in the headline it just says in all caps, update needed. And then it takes you to the message that your device is not going to be compatible with their new network and that you need to replace it in order to continue receiving service. Well, this is sending a lot of people into panic mode because if you think about it, you know, there are families who are struggling there to keep their kids connected, to keep, you know, to school, to teachers, people who have to work from home. This is a horrible thing for AT&T to send out. And here's the thing. Don't panic because you have until 2022 in most cases. You don't need to upgrade your phone right now. What happened is AT&T is probably, you know, they're seeing a downtick in sales. People aren't upgrading their phones right now. They're not buying new iPhones. They're not buying the latest, you know, Samsung phones. They're just not doing anything. They're hanging on to what they have. So AT&T is trying to scare people into upgrading for their new 5G network. So what will happen by February of 2022, if you have an old phone, and it doesn't need to be an iPhone, any phone on the AT&T network that's still running 3G, that will end February of 2022. But again, that's like you have almost 2 years, so don't worry about this. People went into a huge panic, you know, just being afraid that they couldn't afford the upgrade or whatever. So when the 3G does go away, AT&T says that those phones will no longer support, you know, the calls being routed over the 4G system. And so the newer phones, you know, you're going to have to do some upgrading. But though it is true, those phones won't stop working until 2022. So you can write back to AT&T and tell them to go shove it until we're out of this pandemic and economic crisis.
Dear AT&T, shove it.
Yep.
Okay. Look for where the sun doesn't shine. The helmet that was part of the first Top Gun, Maverick's helmet, part of a massive movie prop auction that's about to be explained for you right here, right now.
The Geek Out.
The other day, a story was posted about a famous movie prop going up for auction. Maverick's fighter pilot helmet from Top Gun. Now, that's cool because the sequel's supposed to come out this year, but upon inspection, it turns out the helmet is just part of a giant auction featuring a stunning list of fantastic props. On August 26th, the prop store is also auctioning off a full Darth Vader costume, Rocky's boxing gloves, John Candy's wardrobe from Spaceballs, and an amazing miniature of the Nostromo from Alien, along with 800 other items. Maverick's helmet's supposed to sell for over $50,000 and the Vader outfit for as much as $300,000. We've tweeted the link to place your bids over at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up in the hit parade here, technologically speaking, is a new plan from T-Mobile. Yeah, any good?
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually a great deal, and this is something where T-Mobile is understanding what people are going through right now versus AT&T trying to bamboozle people into spending money that maybe they don't have. T-Mobile is announcing the first unified plan since they combined with Sprint, and this is going to be offered to all customers. So it doesn't matter if you're new or existing or whatever, any T-Mobile and Sprint customer combined, starting on the 24th, you can get 4 lines of unlimited data for only $25 per line. And that's so $100 a month for a family of four. That's a really, really good deal. If you're looking to save money and you want to have a reliable service, now granted, 5G access is included as part of the plan, and you can also even get a Samsung Galaxy A71 5G if you pay a few extra dollars a month, so you can even get an upgrade in here. As with, you know, wireless plans, there are a few caveats, though. First, it's always worth noting that T-Mobile Essentials, that's the base package, it limits you to standard def if you're watching, you know, video on your iPhone or on your mobile phone. Not a huge deal to some, but it's worth noting. And if you move up to the Magenta Plus plan, if you want HD, that's when you can watch HD video. But at $25 per line, it's all worth it if you're looking to save some money. You will get throttled.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.